So you guys like live comedy shows, right? Well, guess what? This Sunday, July 27th, at Permanent Records in Los Angeles, California, it's going the fuck down. Eric can't be there, but guess who will be there? Dan Licata and more. Tickets link in show notes. Get your tickets now. It's about to be a fucking vibe. Pull up. We'll see you there. Now, without further ado, enjoy this most excellent episode of Joy Tactics.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
All right. All right. Oh, Arrowhead is good, by the way.
Spring water. Mountain spring. Arrowhead's natural mountain spring water.
In my
Since
job.
1894.
Sorry, I was about to do a water.
Do a water ad read now.
Water ad read. In my job, I just can't afford a headache. That's why I drink Mountain Arrowhead water. It's unmatched in its ability to deliver pH system ions directly into your bloodstream.
Damn, my pH system's going crazy right now.
Offer code blowjob at arrowhead.com/blowjob.
Offer code
99%
suck
off.
On me. Yeah. Give it a taste.
For free Arrowhead for life. We're hooking up every patron with Arrowhead for life. Since 1894, they invented water. People don't know that. They didn't even have water before then.
Well, they probably invented mineral water, mind you. Mineral water, which is what we all should be. You guys realize what distilled water is, right?
No.
No, enlighten you guys me, please.
What the this fuck is shit, that could be?
It's basically the sweat version of water. They basically, you know, condensation, right? You know about that, right?
I know basically, too much about it lately, yeah.
How they make distilled water is, I think they boil that shit and then it gets all drippy on the ceiling of the metal tube that they make it in, whatever, drip, 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 and then it drips down.
Ooh.
So that's at least my understanding of it.
Oh, but that's very similar to what they do in those YouTube videos where they go on an island and they say, what's up, everybody? I have no water, nothing. I'm on an island for 3 days. And then the way they drink water is they like breathe into a water bottle until their spit drips back down.
That disgusts me to my core.
Well, let me ask you guys a question. If it came down to it, would you drink your own pee?
Wow.
Or
now,
would you pass away?
Is it really not hydrating? Because I have a hard time imagining that if you drink a liquid, it doesn't hydrate you, right? Or has our insides stripped all of the fucking nutrients from the water?
That's what we gotta. This takes me. So many conversations lead me back to our discovery that we made about fish breathing oxygen.
Because right.
The water we've discovered is a delivery system for the oxygen, just like how human beings breathe.
H2O. So two hydrogen, one oxygen, right?
So what does it look like when you have just two hydrogens and no oxygen? You see
you
what
don't
I'm saying?
Want that. You would not want that.
What are you breathing? Or no, what do you drink? You don't drink for oxygen. What am I saying? Even
what are we drinking for? Hydrogen? Damn, I need hydrogen.
And then at which point, all right, we've reached a natural conclusion of the, like, this is too high of a reading level for us.
No, we haven't. It's water is essential for life.
Did you just look this up, Eric?
It playing a crucial role in numerous bodily functions. Yeah, I know that. It regulates body temperature, transports nutrients and oxygen, aids in digestion, and eliminates waste.
So now, sorry.
Yeah, hello? That makes sense. It makes sense.
But then the pee thing, like, so if something is liquid, if it is a liquid state, in a liquid state, how could that not hydrate you? Solid, liquid, gas. Solids.
You're saying
food,
any liquid? Yeah, try drinking gasoline, bro.
or bleach.
That's going to hydrate you.
This is okay. Thank you, by the way. So what I want to know is,
welcome.
If you drink a pint of British Petroleum, are you getting even? Yes, you're getting toxins.
You said that
in
so
your body?
Quickly.
British Petroleum. Well, I've been practicing. But if you say, but if you drink that, yeah, if you get ignore the toxic reaction that the oil particles are having, are you getting a little hydrated because it's a liquid state?
Are you getting a taste of hydration? Probably. I mean, we need to look this up. You know what is so funny, Nate? And I'm deciding it now. I'm calling it now because we're being naturally attracted to this topic. Nate and I are leaving the gym this morning, and Nate said, what should we talk about today? I said, water. Do you know that that's
water.
Crazy?
Yeah, yeah.
Now we're talking about it. Should we switch to water today?
Why not? Fuck it. Sure. We were going to talk about manual labor.
We'll save manual labor for maybe Builder's Day, which I bet is coming up, Contractor's Day.
All right. Well, I just had an amazing idea based on the sort of chemical breakdown of water. You know those Coca-Cola Freestyle machines?
Okay? Of course. Yeah, yeah.
What if there was a Coca-Cola Freestyle machine, but it was just the periodic table and you could mix and match? It had every chemical on the planet. So you could make, you know, uranium. You could make you could mix it up. You could make water, put a little splash of gold in there, copper, you know.
I mean, you're telling me I could have hydrogen and lawrencium in one Coke bottle or something?
Exactly. Exactly.
Nate, name as many elements on the periodic table as you can.
No. I'm going to try to. All right. Hydrogen, oxygen.
Should we go
copper.
Round robin? Should we go round robin?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Until we can't.
All right. Hydrogen.
Well, I just gave three, so.
All right. Okay. I'll get another one. Oxygen.
Aluminum.
Phosphate.
Am I involved in this?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Heavily.
Heavily? All right, copper.
I think I already said that, but...
All right, my bad.
Yeah. Silver.
Okay.
Potassium.
Oh.
Beryllium.
Neon, I'm pretty sure is one.
Xenon.
Nitrogen. Nitrogen.
Helium. Beryllium.
Somebody say beryllium.
Lithium.
Did someone say calcium?
I didn't say it.
Calcium.
I was thinking it.
Silver. Did you say that?
Magnesium.
Yep. Gold. Oh.
At this point.
Right, now let me take it down low. Lawrencium.
Oh, yeah.
Uranium.
Oh, you mean that bottom bracket of most interesting forbidden
elements?
And can't forget about the alien particle that was that one of those alien dudes that goes on Joe Rogan. Said there was like a how many elements are there? It was like if there's 100, this is like 90? The 101st element.
You mean Bob Lazar?
Bob Lazar, yes.
You mean my mentor Bob Lazar?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he did say that. I think let's stop now with the elements, even though we know many more, because I think that honestly we've surprised ourselves with some of this high school
I'll
chemistry
tell you what,
recall.
I can draw the shape of the periodic table, which I feel like counts for something.
Definitely, bro.
It looks like a
square, rectangle with different parts of it.
It's not a square, man. There's different sort of
rectangle, man.
Or it's not even a rectangle. It's more obtuse.
Water, guys. It's about water today.
All right.
Can we not with the shapes, etc.?
Have we really not done water?
We've done water. I'm telling you, we've done water in a lot of ways. I remember having debates about different formations of water, whether it was the sea, whether it was a drink, how we're classifying water differently. We've done water.
We haven't done water. I'm looking it up right now. I'm checking the stats.
There's no cream.
We've done lunch. We've done, and now we're on water. It makes sense, bro.
We haven't done water.
No,
the
man.
Natural.
Then why have we examined it so much?
Well, because water surrounds you. Why don't you look at your own body right now, Jack? You know how much of that is water?
Well, when I touch it, zero.
You're feeling dry.
If you put me onto somebody's table at a restaurant and said, here's 99% water, enjoy it. Just scrape away 4% of it. They would say,
you're
this
a liar.
Is absurd. Get this man out of here. He's too big for the table, etc. So Where is it hiding?
Where's water hiding?
It's allegedly, it makes up everything. Where is it fucking hiding in that case? And why is it hiding? It's afraid of me.
This is a great question to investigate.
I've been getting, you know what? I've been getting into it. Up, down, left, and right, side to side. I was in the water yesterday with Seth Meyers and his little boy.
Did Seth hello? Say what's up?
Did he say what's up? Let me just put it this way. I rode a boogie board yesterday in a wave surrounded by children between the ages of 6 and 13. And then my giant ass. I rode a wave splash right up to the, literally up to the feet of Seth Meyers.
Seth, what's up, man?
I said, I think I looked up. I saw Seth Meyers. I said, yo, Seth. He didn't hear me and I did not say hi to him.
Fuck, but he remembers you.
Damn. I don't know. I didn't confirm or I can't confirm nor deny, but I could show you a picture of him holding hands with his son.
Damn. Put it on the busted paparazzi.
Blur it all out. Blur both of their faces out. Please, Julio.
Blur it out or make it into an amazing Polaroid style photo.
You should have showed him that.
Hey, man. Seth. Hey, dude. Good morning. Check him out. And
Jack, you have your laminated packet, right? For Late Night with Seth Meyers?
Yeah, I keep it.
On you,
yeah,
all, keep the, always?
Yeah, the waterproof late night packet. Of course I got that thing on me.
By the way, we need to speak about the threat to late night right now.
Oh, good God. I didn't want to fucking touch this with a 10-foot pole, but here we go.
No, we have to talk about it, man.
No. I said, but here we go, because, yeah, we have to discuss this.
Hey, Paramount, I hope you like drinking bullets.
I mean, here's the thing. It's not a laughing matter, okay? And I hopped on the fucking phone immediately with Jamie Lee Curtis, who you probably saw in the news was going off on the red carpet about it. But we're hatching a plan to basically bring late night back on a new network, on the Oxygen Network. And we're
gonna How about on the Hydrogen Network, where they didn't even know about that yet?
The Hydrogen Network?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. The Straight Ally Network.
Why don't we make a show called The Blue Molecule? And it's completely independent. We operate on our own radio waves, so they can't ever shut us down. By the way, one of the first phrases you know in life, you could kill an idea. You can kill a person, but you can't kill a fucking idea. So yeah,
right.
They may have drawn and quartered Colbert, but when his skin sliced open in fourths, 16 democratic satirical spiders crawled out of each quadrant of those four.
Right.
And if you try to slice those, guess what? 32
more rise
brave up. Satirical mm-hmm. Trump impersonators are going to rise from the ashes.
Exactly.
We need to protect the satirists of the world right now. They are under threat. We need to... Let me pitch Stephen Colbert an idea real quick. Okay. Maine. A compound in rural Maine.
Like Tucker Carlson kind of does.
Huh?
You know, Tucker Carlson has kind of his own compound that he operates in the Northeast and the rural.
Well, good for
rural.
Him. And he's off back the grid. He's side, independent.
Bro. You see that my conversations with him worked.
Exactly.
And he finally seen the light of day about
I'll
all these
compound
issues.
I will compound Tucker Carlson. Compound him.
But, Nate, you're saying a giant liberal compound?
Liberal white. Take all the white male straight allies, put them in a compound with vegetables,
and
root
pair
vegetables.
Them each with a diverse counterpart, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what I thought you were going to say. And let that counterpart be the louder voice, right?
Exactly, bro.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
All the white people have light. Tape are duct taped to a chair and they cannot speak.
And it's world music time. It's all world music.
World music is playing 24/7. You can't sleep.
Yeah.
And world Stephen music Colbert, seems a little unfair. Everything's in the every music is in the world.
Well, you know, world music is amazing. But Stephen Colbert is what?
He's tied to a fucking desk. He has to stream 24/7. And it is on it's off of a website. He's communicating with people via Signal to the fans. It's off the grid. It's encrypted. The first encrypted fucking late night talk show.
If you aren't communicating solely on Telegram or Signal, you might as well fucking go kill yourself.
You really might as well, because it's either you die by your own hand or you die by the governments.
Die by
there's no way that shit is really well. Like, I don't believe that is going to protect you. If you're like doing something criminal and you're operating via Signal, I just don't believe that.
Yeah.
Whatever the tech people behind that platform are doing. That's got to be so easy to hack into and get all the information you would need if you're the NSA or something.
Well, how's about this? You don't even need the NSA because of people be talking shit. That's what they need. The people be talking shit department of the Department of Intelligence. Because A, I could point to the incredibly stupid scandal, which frustrated me in the beginning of Trump's first 8 years. Oops, I mean 6 months, but it feels like it's been 8 fucking years of this term, where they had the chat leak. Remember this?
Oh, yeah, man. How did we not already talk about this? Pete Hegseth, you idiot.
You dolt.
You doofus.
You must be plum out.
Damn. But here's the thing, too, is I know his intentions are good. That's what's funny.
Peter?
Nah.
He's a misguided fool.
We need to kick his ass out now.
Let's also bring to mind another Telegram chat or Signal chat that was a bunch of Democrats were in it. I can't remember why. It was like Hassan Minhaj, you know, John Oliver. Do you remember? What the fuck was this? Was it
the Liberal Mafia?
Around election time? It literally was like the Liberal Mafia. It may have been around election time. And somebody, there were like kind of a lot of less famous comedians who were all just showing each other being like, look at this fucking group chat. It doesn't take much for this stuff to leak. That's all I got to say.
Nope.
I can see my time.
All right. Wow. Jack's done for the episode. Thank you so much.
So
you gave a lot in 16 minutes.
Here's what we need to say. Trump, bring Stephen Colbert back now onto late night. Or you will be made to be very uncomfortable when the votes start coming in for the next election. Just put it that way. We are going also, to be using our votes as our voices.
And you remember January 6th, right? Uh-huh. Trump?
Right.
Uh-huh. Now imagine instead of right-wing Republicans storming the Capitol, now imagine this, a bunch of rabid fucking late night talk show fans, which you don't want to mess with those folks.
Definitely not. Because the people that are still obsessed with late night, you know something's a little different with them.
Yeah. And just because we're up late at night doesn't mean we're not ready early in the morning, too. When the sun rises on Washington, D.C.,
I will have
two things casting a shadow.
What's that?
There's going to be the shadow from the Washington Monument shining a large, phallic, disgusting shaped shadow upon Capitol Hill. And there's going to be the shadows. What's up?
You said shape shadow. casting a large, fucking disgusting shape shadow.
Yeah. And then at the bottom is going to be 10,000 fists in the air with their pencils. And they're going to have amazing things ready to say. Excuse me, Mr. President Trump. Big Beautiful Bill. This is how it starts. Big Beautiful Bill. I'm trying to think of a good late night joke reaction to that. A Big Beautiful Bill.
How about a What's Big Beautiful, beautiful Burger it? For you, man? You must be. You look hungry.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, how about a big orange bill with the small hands that you can suck it. Fuck you.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Starts We're today. That's all right I'm now. Saying. Starts today.
Wait, while we're on the topic of Trump, you guys saw the cartoon that Trump sent to Jeffrey Epstein for his birthday? Did you see this?
No. Classic way. I mean, this type of news.
It just got to be one of the funniest things to ever go down. I mean, they don't have the actual cartoon, but for Jeffrey Epstein's 50th birthday, I think he was requested all of his friends send him like body letters, and Trump drew him a cartoon, and it was like and it was a conversation between Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. And it was like here, just let me read the cartoon. It's quite interesting.
I haven't heard someone drop the word body in a minute.
Yeah, you mean
B-A-W-D-Y?
Exactly. Yeah.
Uh-huh. B-A-W-D. Bob.
Why?
Why as well.
E-Y también.
Okay, here it is.
So you're about to read a description of an alleged cartoon?
Does anyone have a Wall Street Journal login? Eric, give me your... I know you have one. I know you have one, dude. Hold up. Let me fucking...
It makes me so happy that we're just going from news headline to news headline, by the way.
I know.
This is what it should be. This is what it should be. A Kentucky Republican and a California liberal. The unlikely alliance pushing Trump on Epstein. How
it's
peculiar.
On CNN. Birthday letter.
Okay.
There's a naked woman on it, bro. That's what I'm reading. Yeah.
It was inside of the outline of a naked woman was a typewritten note styled as an imaginary conversation between Trump and Epstein written in the third person. And hold on, let me try and find.
And a Donald signature in the place of pubic hair. Surrounded by several lines of typewritten text, according to the newspaper which reviewed the letter, it concluded with the line, "Happy birthday, and may every day be another wonderful secret."
Yes.
Yeah. And Trump said this, "I never wrote a picture in my life."
Yeah.
I don't draw pictures of women. It's not my language.
Okay.
It's not my words.
Not funny. It's not my way.
Okay, so here's the conversation between Donald Trump and Jeffrey. It says, voiceover, there must be more to life than having everything, the note started. Donald, yes, there is, but I won't tell you what it is. Jeffrey, nor will I, since I also know what it is. Donald, we have certain things in common, Jeffrey. Jeffrey. Yes, we do, come to think of it. Donald, enigmas never age. Have you noticed that? Jeffrey, as a matter of fact, it was clear to me the last time I saw you. Donald, a pal is a wonderful thing. Happy birthday. And may every day be another wonderful secret.
Wow. Damn. Now, here's the thing. We can roast it for them both being despicable men with disgusting perversions, but we have to applaud the male friendship that I'm seeing on display here.
People don't understand that Donald Trump is still mourning the loss of a friend. Okay. Imagine your best friend just died. Okay.
Right.
And everybody in the world is accusing him of all these horrible things that he definitely did. But Donald Trump is just this. He lost one of his best friends, and Lord knows he probably doesn't have a lot. He doesn't have a lot. So
God definitely knows that.
In that way, I do have some empathy for people that have lost somebody they love. Now, I'm not saying that I condone any of the behaviors or criminal activities that they are allegedly accused of that they actually definitely did. Okay?
Why do you say that? Because I'm pretty sure the DOJ and the FBI just literally put out a fucking script or whatever. Not a script. A script saying that they found nothing. They investigated it. So what are we talking about anymore? By the way, hey man, listen, whether these guys are pedophiles behind closed doors or not is I hope that they get prosecuted if it's true. But if we had a messiah politician who came in and gave us the new deal of the future that freed us from our
Zoran,
freed
bro.
Us from everything, and then we found out that they were a pedophile, first of all, I'd be the first person to go to their door and drag them by the fucking ear and take them to the pedophile prison. Trust me, I'm the first person to do that.
Yep.
However,
same.
However, these people are doing not just direct sex trafficking and pedophilia, allegedly. They are trafficking the integrity of the working class.
The attention of our elderly.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The sacred process of our democratic system. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that you know, I'm gonna take a fucking butter knife and slice open Little St. James Island and see what's under the hood.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to the bottom of that, but I don't want us to be distracted from the real fight, which is on Washington, D.C.
If you were a chef at Little James Island, would you stand up? Because there was definitely just like ancillary, like, you know, a maid there. You know, there was just people just working the lawn care. You know what I'm saying? Why didn't any of these people fucking stand up? Is what I'm wondering.
And why isn't Nate and Quentin Tarantino tag teaming a motherfucking history revisionist script where, yeah, the motherfucking line cooks on Little St. James rise up and prepare themselves a meal made out of Bill Clinton tongue, made out of Alan Dershowitz thigh, Alan Dershowitz edamame, you know,
fried edamame nuts.
Adam Dershowitz confit.
Chris Tucker is so apologetic for what he did that we let him live, but
because he's being funny as fuck too and showing his talent.
And he's being fucking hilarious too.
Yeah,
I just saw that he was on the flight log for that, which is
like all these world leaders. A lot of people were on the flights, but they're probably just getting free ass flights, is what I was reading.
Right, the connecting flights to Paris from Little St. James
from the island.
Slice the price in half.
Exactly.
It was just a free Matt flight. Groening,
you read about.
What's this?
The Simpsons guy?
He got Matt foot Greening. Massage, but you know that's libel at this point.
Or maybe he got a foot massage. Which foot?
That's right. I'm not sure.
He got a foot.
So wait. The creator of The Simpsons was on the flight and got a foot massage.
This is what I read in the documents when I did my big deep dive when he was killed himself.
Go ahead, Jack.
I saw Alan Dershowitz yesterday. I saw him.
Was he on the nude beach?
Sitting. I wish he was. I'd helped him with his back, but he was on the porch of the Chillmark store where
Releasing
I do my research.
Alan Dershowitz's psoas muscle. You guys know about the psoas, right?
Is that near your?
Yeah, PSOAZ, psoas. And
yeah, what is
likely,
it?
You guys need to release that shit immediately, and I'm sure Dershowitz does too, and that might fix all his evil thinking and doings.
Alan, let me give me, you know those viral videos where the chiropractor adjusters will go do it to people like on the street, and they really hug them and stuff. If a video came out of me doing that to Alan Dershowitz on the beach at Martha's Vineyard, cracking his fucking in the parking lot of the Chillmark pizza store, cracking his spine, my legs around his hips.
There's one of those guys that's European, massive guy, massive. You know this one? And he'll go around and he's like, his fingers are like sausages, Vienna sausages. And he does it. And he breathes through his nose, you know, and trust me, I know what that sounds like. There's something about that presence that puts me at extreme calm. Okay? I don't know what it is.
What about that guy in the sauna today that was...
Dude, this is what I... No, he took it a step too far. There's a guy in our sauna, Jack, who goes at different hour. You know, this is a later hour than usual. And he's rubbing his body. And he's like flicking the... I'm sitting next to him. The sweat is getting onto me from him rubbing the... Ugh. The body, and he's
put
like
a towel over his face. He's like,
what the fuck is he training for? Being
but there
a potato?
Is something about the right kind of male grunt that I find relaxing. And yes, I am straight. And yes, I've never been tempted. And no, I mean, no, I've never been tempted.
Right. Well, that would what would yes, I've never been tempted.
Freudian slip, dude.
I'm not sure what yes, I've never been tempted would mean, but. All right, I'm going to read off some water bottle brands.
Okay.
And
okay.
You guys, the only thing you have to do is give it a letter grade, okay?
This is the letter darkest grade. To lightest like topic switch. Like we're talking about Jeffrey Epstein. Hey, let's talk about water bottle brands.
Well,
Dasani.
Wait till we get into the politics of Nestle. Then it'll take a very dark turn once again.
And the water wars, okay. By the way.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's do this. Okay.
Okay. San Pellegrino.
Are we supposed to rank them? Or
B,
like
just a letter grade, and then give a thought.
San Pellegrino. B, I think that they are a wonderful comfort water for boomers and elder Gen X.
I feel like this is like the Potbellies of water, you know what I'm saying? Where I used to think that Potbellies was like a gourmet sandwich, and I thought that it was only in Columbus, Ohio, and then I realized it was a national chain, and then I realized that it was not as, you know, the quality wasn't as high as I thought it was. So that's my view of San Pellegrino. I'm going to give it a C+ rating.
Damn. But are you sure you're not thinking about Perrier? Because Perrier...
I am. Sorry, I am thinking of San...
Because Perrier is in plastic, dude. Green, disgusting right. plastic.
Apologies, San Pellegrino, A+. Fucking great fucking water. sorry about
bro,
that.
Bro, they got the green glass. They got the
green. I know now. Sorry, I thought it was Perrier earlier.
Right. I'm giving my own review. I give San Pellegrino an A, but that shit better be ice cold. Because if you get it from the supermarket aisle and it's room temp and you're on a road trip and you're eating some Twizzlers with it, yeah, it's not going down good. You might as well be drinking sludge.
I don't like when carbonated stuff is too foamy. You ever have like a Diet Coke and it's like foamy?
Dude, spicy.
Stop foaming in my mouth, bro.
That San Pellegrino does is mineral infused, right?
Well, exactly, and that's what I want to get into, the mineral of it all, minerality.
I was about to say minerality.
There is a water that is sold at Central Market in Texas called Crazy Water. Have you guys heard of this?
No. Sounds like a joke. What is it?
I this love the name.
No, it's not. It's actually, what's funny is it's actually not crazy. Their practices. And they have like an extra mineral water. And you can kind of taste that mineral funk on there, but you know that it's nourishing you. I know I'm filling up my vitamin bars. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Crazy water, shout out. Let me get a fat... what's that guy on TikTok say? Give me... Fantastic. Give me 12 of them.
Yeah.
Amazing. Give me 12 more.
Crazy water.
Crazy ass water.
Please say Dasani next so we can fucking... So I can really say that shit.
Well, here's the question, bro. Because
just say the word.
Dasani always gets the hate, but you know what I think is even fucking worse?
What?
Aquafina, dude.
Aquafina.
Yo, no. Yeah. Dasani is criminal.
Dasani... Why does it taste so bad, bro?
It's Coca-Cola.
I'll tell you why.
It's Coca-Cola.
Other than being owned by different... Okay, Pepsi's Aquafina. Coca-Cola is Dasani. It's sourced from a municipal water supply or protected groundwater sources, and it goes under a purification process. And they add minerals back in. It's not natural, just as I suspected. Interesting.
There's like TikToks of people like Gen Z kids having a sip of Dasani, and they'll be like this. Like they're about to throw up from.
But like, is Dasani better than your average tap water? That's the Tucker Carlson pronunciation. That's how he kind of phrases things. Yeah. Is Dasani better than your regular tap
Dasani's
water?
Dasani's just like it's just like Walmart, you know. You can just taste that it's just so low grade. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's your last option. The final fucking option. If you're so parched and you can't fucking go to a water faucet and get a little cup of water, then you'll go buy a fucking Dasani from a fucking vending machine.
Yeah.
I'll just let it ride.
You let the thirst ride?
Yeah. I don't give a who, what, where. If I'm about to die due to dryness, hey man, I'd rather go with God and be rewarded with the most delicious water for eternity than spend one more second being poisoned by corporate greed, which is ruining flavor profiles of water.
Can I give a shout out to the best water on the planet?
Are you going to say Mountain Valley?
Breast milk.
Nope. Are you going to say Sarah? You probably don't Ozarka? Even know the fucking.
Ozarka? Nope. What is it, man?
Keep guessing, man. You're not going to get it.
Saratoga?
Ararat.
Have you ever had that?
I don't know what that is, but I know you're not pronouncing it.
Say it now.
Right.
Is that
just
Ohio? Based on... Say it.
Ararat.
Ararat.
The word rot.
Oh, Mount Ararat.
Ararat, natural sparkling mineral water.
Ararat.
The number one. I'm telling you, one sip of this.
Oh, it's Armenian.
Your thirst is fucking quenched.
Oh, Ararat.
Ararat.
Oh, it's spelled with Cyrillic language.
And I'll tell you what, and I have the statistics and the facts to back this up.
Thank
God.
I
went to a restaurant, which I've probably said before, and they had a water sommelier, okay? And they brought out, a menu, and it had all of the different mineral waters that they had, and it had the profile of each of them, the magnesium levels in all of them.
That's important to know.
And Jane said that Ararat was like the best one. People were raving about that. So we got
Holy fucking shit.
And this shit, I'm telling you, dude, I want my whole fridge to be stocked with this. I only want to be drinking Ararat for the
But
for,
is sparkling
forever.
Dehydrating though is my question. Well, that seems
that's
to
just
never
a,
be
that's
answered.
Just one option. You can get sparkling. Like you there's just still, mineral. There's mineral and then there's like maybe it is sparkling, but it's fucking good, dude. It doesn't matter.
I just will say I've just about had it up to fucking here with sparkling water. I'm serious, dude. I'm losing my love for it. But maybe I'll just take a break, a sabbatical, and then I'll come back.
What could you drink
your
else?
Your withdrawals are going to be insane for this sparkling water. It's seizing out.
I don't know if I can give up the hot water, though. Hoppy water.
Oh, hop.
Talk about something that's made to maybe specifically disgust children. You want a drink? Hey, 6-year-old Eric, you want a drink? Yeah, what is it? Oh, let's just say it's grapefruit hop water from Lagunitas.
Ooh.
One sip. Yeah, exactly. I'm acting it out, but I would be Nasty. Grossed out as a child to drink that.
Yeah.
You know what I fucking hate? You know what goes at the bottom of my list? Tonic water.
Ooh, yeah. Disgusting flavor profile.
Ooh. And who's
now,
really
now
drinking
about
a gin
this?
And tonic like that? Ooh. Yeah,
I was just about to add some alcohol to it. That disgusts you as well?
A rum and tonic? It tastes like fucking medicine from 1902. You know what I mean? Can I get an amen to that?
Amen.
Now, all right. Those are bottled waters, right? There's a lot more to talk about with water, okay? Water parks. Bodies
right.
of water.
Water hydraulics, hydraulic technology.
Water.
SpongeBob, he lives in the water. I mean, we haven't even dictated about that yet.
Well, can I mention this? Because I feel like we're spiraling into, we're seeing the web of where water lies in society. It's everywhere.
Right.
There's regions of the world that are just water. There's entertainment-based water. There's water we drink.
There's sexual water play.
There's sexual water play. I wasn't going to say that, but now that you brought it up, let's talk about that for the next 45 minutes. But people, this is what I want, and I hate to get spiritual, but I just have to. Some people believe that what God is water. Because what is essential for life? Water.
Food.
Where
play,
did we come from?
Sentience.
Water. What does everything on the planet need to survive? Water. Okay? So it would make
saying?
Sense
what
that we
saying?
Misinterpreted what a God is as a deity. What it really is the infinity of the hydrogen and oxygen particles combined to give us the sustenance and life to sustain ourselves on this planet.
You need to write a book on this with your dad. Immediately.
Wow. Oh. So you want to start the Church of Water, is what you're saying? Or it's already out there?
Mm-hmm.
The Water
Church? It might be. It should be.
How about a gym that's all wet and all the weights are just water slushing around?
Why don't you go talk to Misty from Cerulean Town, see if that's ever been done before. Psych, she's been running that water gym for fucking 40 years at this point.
Give her a break, man.
Misty, by the way, how old is Misty supposed to be? You can't have a child running that gym.
Googling. How old is Misty?
The child labor laws in the Pokemon world, they don't have that. They
clearly don't have a lot of rules in place. Cause
well, Misty is 10 years old, everybody.
Interesting.
That's just what I learned. Well,
then how old is that damn Ash Ketchum?
I'll ask the internet. How old is...
I mean, do they age as the series has gone on, or is it like The Simpsons, where they just kind of stay the same age?
Ash Ketchum is 10 years old.
Is there like a 40-year-old kind of middle-aged Ash Ketchum that's just kind of divorced and
it's possible.
Kind of has gone through some.
I'd like to see him
issues.
At the end of his fucking rope. Exhausted by life.
You would see that if you saw the movie and what he had to deal with Mewtwo.
Oh, fucking Mewtwo.
Mewtwo just done enough.
Now, how old is Brock supposed to be, man? I was always intimidated by him.
Yeah, he looks 37.
You know what I always want to bring up 15. When we talk about... He's 15, bro.
He's got 5 on him.
Yeah, he's got 5 on him.
He's got...
I always want to say this, man. Every time we talk about Pokemon, we're talking about water type. Think of the story of Magikarp, right? Because there's... Right.
Yes, there's a metaphor here.
When you're judging someone else, and thinking they're a pathetic orange fucking fish that can't even attack, all it does is splash. Try raising it. Try showing it love and put it in your group for a little bit and then wait till level 30, whatever, 1. See what happens. You might get a crazy-ass fucking dragon fish.
I would say the three of us maybe identify as human magic carps.
Formerly.
Because we seemed, that's right, maybe now we identify as human Gyaradoses.
Gyarados.
Because we seemed pretty useless into society for many decades, yet something shifted as soon as they tried to do a regime change in 2016.
Exactly.
Because
we rose up.
The political awakening was basically the rare candy of democratic comedians. And now here we are, and we're in your face, and we're using Hydro Pump. But guess what? There's not only 5 PP.
PowerPoints?
PP?
What does PP stand for?
I don't know. But don't you remember in the video games?
Yeah, that's like
PP
is
Game Boy?
The amount of attacks you have.
Yeah, I don't know. PowerPoints.
Yeah, well, water. We should talk about water parks because I sort of destroyed that. No,
it's okay, man.
Talking about
the spirituality
of water
on this water park thing, Jack, and to all the joy tacticians out there that can't wait to see us go on a trip again where we record 2 audio episodes and don't show you any of the video. We need to be going on a cruise, please, please.
Oh my god.
A 5 to 6 day cruise. Julio's coming. And we are going to be going on water slides. You know they have water slides on top of boats now, right?
How's that possible?
They've engineered it somehow. Somehow they fucking figured it out. Okay.
Well,
the scariest water slide I've ever been on, let me tell you, on a cruise ship, okay? Do you know about these capsule ones where you stand in,
mm-hmm.
you're standing?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1. The floor falls out underneath you.
Mm-hmm. If you jump long enough right before that happens, could you stay up?
Definitely. Something would happen. Something that breaks physics would happen.
Wow.
If we went on a cruise, would you guys do that water slide with me? Would you do me that kindness?
Or
would you make me do it by myself?
I would love to film you doing that, but I would do it as well afterwards. But I would really like to watch you do that more. Yeah.
You know where we have to go? Number one water park that I didn't get to go on when I was on the cruise. If we go to Nassau, Bahamas.
Dude.
We're going to Atlantis, and there's a super steep water slide that starts at the top of like a remake of the Mayan pyramids. And guess what, bro? I don't know if they still have them, but you're going through and sharks are swimming past you.
No, in a little glass aquarium
that you slide
through. No, no, dude. What if I have a fucking quarter in my pocket and I accidentally get to the bottom and I fucking splank into the fucking side of the thing and crack it open? Next thing you know, I'm on the fucking next Blackfish documentary as the dumbass who got gone down on by a whale or whatever.
Right. I wouldn't want that to happen, but
I'm looking up the top 10 craziest water parks in the world and I'm just getting excited. Just,
I mean, let me see looking at the titles. Dude.
Okay. So one of them is called the Water Cube Water Park in Beijing. I know that one is fucking crazy.
We're going, bro. Google,
we need to go to the fucking Water Cube. I know there's zero regulations on that shit. It's just all fun. And a couple people do die a month, but it's worth it.
Whoa, it is a cube from the outside. Actually, it's not. It's not.
Area 47 in Innsbruck, Austria. An alpine lake is the location for this outdoor water park, which opens from April to the end of September. So you're telling me that we have some time to fucking get
there. Yeah, with the plan.
This year.
Please, bro. Jack, okay. Jack, what did you think about the other night? I had a couple of tiki drinks in me, and I texted to the group, Joy Tactics Amazing Race. Or no, Amazing Race Joy Tactics Edition.
Yeah.
What did
have you ever texted, like, whenever you're texting, like, we need to go to China or, like, some sort of international trip? Have you ever done that sober, Eric?
Probably not. Probably not. That always happens after a couple of boozy, stiff cocktails.
That's how I know you're day drinking, is because I get a text about a nice travel agency that I'll take you to.
You turn into a travel agent
park in China.
Definitely. But what, okay, Jack, imagine this, right?
Yeah, okay.
We take 2.5 weeks, and here's our mission. We have to touch the continent of Europe, the continent of Asia, and the continent of Africa. Okay. And we don't buy tickets. We go on, we just buy a ticket, plan the ticket to Europe first, then plan it to Asia, Africa, come back, bro.
Really?
Yeah, I see it excites you so much.
So you
want to
go, you're telling me you want to fly from Tunisia, go straight to Tunisia, spend a week there. Then, what's that cross off? Africa? So, then, take a flight right over to, who knows, Turkmenistan?
Exactly.
Go there? No.
Yeah.
I don't think you could go there.
Thailand.
Uzbekistan.
Nepal.
Well, what's the easiest way to do it? I bet there's a triangle in, like,
I guess, isn't, you know, Russia Turkey technically Asia, right?
I think it more morphs into Asia. I mean, it touches China like crazy. Oh, trust me, Russia's touching China.
Right,
Russia's
right,
touching
right.
A superpowers.
So we just have to fucking cross the border on Ukraine, or the Ukrainian-Russian border, go into Russia.
I don't think going to Russia counts as going to Asia.
Wow.
I don't think. I mean, you can ask the experts.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be see the world, bro? To go see the world.
If I go
into
a crazy amount of debt on this trip, just for whatever reason, are you guys going to cover me?
I got you, man. Oh.
I got you on a loan.
If we did the gambling sauna extravaganza, we fly. Jack, we all meet in Vegas. We all bet on fucking black, $10,000 each. Boom, yeah. We win immediately. Boom, we fly to
all
Macau.
Three of us.
Boom, we fly to Finland to go to the amazing saunas. Boom, we go do a fucking show with the 1975 in London. Boom. What else?
This sounds so good. I think let's do it. I think let's do it. I'm going to just figure out, maybe I could borrow. We can all borrow money from our friends and family and patrons, and
what
they
patrons
want us to
would,
be living this life.
What patrons out there would let us would give us a high interest loan? I'm talking about a 40% interest loan. Who out there is gonna do it? I just want to know.
On
if I'm down bad, if I'm fucking down in the dumps, and I need some cash quickly, who out there is gonna fucking lay it down and hook me up with a high interest loan, maybe even like 80%, but I need a lot of cash and I need it now.
yeah,
a wire transfer right now.
I want to meet predatory loan officials now, and I want to get preyed on.
And I want to get pregnant. I thought that's what you're going to say.
I want to get pregnant.
We need to start a bank, by the way. I think I've said this before, but just I feel like there would be enough people. Because you know this law, right? With banking? This is going to change.
I probably do, blow but your just fucking, remind me.
Are you about to say member FDIC?
This is going to blow your mind if you don't know this, but and I'm going to fudge the percentage here, but you get the gist. A bank, let's say they have $1 billion, okay, of a bunch
Jesus Christ, that's a lot of money.
They are allowed to spend like 70% of that money. So like if all the people that wanted their money back, they don't have to have it all. You know, they only need like a quarter of the money that they have in their bank. So what I'm saying is, Jack Benzinger.
What?
I just used one of your catchphrases.
So what I'm saying is
that we start a fucking bank and we could just spend people's money and they would have no fucking idea that, you know, that they don't have the money that's they think is in the bank.
This is what Sam Altman, Bankman-Fried did. With
it's legal. This is what JP Morgan Chase is doing. All right. So if you think this is shady and scammy, it is, but this is what the institutions that we are trusting with our money.
What? But what's the investment? Why don't you just throw it on an index fund and see what happens? You see what I'm saying? Then you definitely get it. If you put $1 billion in a Vanguard index fund, yeah. You say that only goes up 8%, but what's 8% of $1 billion? Once we figure out that calculation. Right.
Well, once you got that amount of money, it's just, you can just coast, you know, off the interest on it.
Imagine if you won the lottery and you won like $40 million and you spent the rest of your life begging to give it to Tom Cruise.
You just gave it to him? Like,
just because you like his work?
Yeah, I don't know. He'd probably do something cool with it.
I'm starting to respect him more and more. Just put it that way. I'm seeing the interviews, charmed by him, like how he's talking about eating popcorn. This dude is obsessed with popcorn. Obsessed.
That's what I'm hearing.
He said he eats it. He goes like this. He kind of makes a,
yeah,
throws it in. Bro, just you, if you're eating popcorn, you go like this, right? You get a handful, stuff it, stuff that thing,
stuff it.
Well, I was trying to start with what's that?
I was just thinking of what else we could talk about with the
trust water, me, water sports. So polo, water inner tubes,
swimming.
Of course, that's a given. Now tell me, Jack. Remember when we did inner tubing on Martha's Vineyard and Nate? You were
Talking about that.
We just talked about that.
Well, no, me and Joe were just talking about that.
That was a bit scary, huh?
Yep, that was a bit scary.
Were you on a boat?
Oh yeah, we rented a boat for my B-day, and but the inner tube was a sit up one, and ooh. I have to say, here's my opinion on inner tubes: you better be laying down, belly down on that thing. That's how I want to go.
You're not afraid to hit your buck teeth on the water?
No, man, no, because you fall back. Nate, have you? I was on an inner tube once at my choir camp, okay, in the summer, and a girl got very hurt. She flew into the boat. Smack.
Ouchie.
It's crazy how fast you go, because I was on my best friend growing up. His dad was an assistant manager at the Big Bear, which was a grocery store, kind of like Myers, and he kind of spent all his money on this one boat. And we would go out to the lake and he would get fucking kind of faded and drive us around on it. And we would get on the inner tube and I think he would be kind of like drunk, like really
Jesus
going
Christ.
Really fast on it. And when you like fail on the inner tube, like it's quite shocking, you know, when you fall off of it, how fast you're going. And then you're just smacking into the water like. With the life vest on, you know?
I always hit my fucking thing on the water.
You're twangling?
Yeah,
dude, I smacked my whole bag of nuts boogie boarding yesterday. Because, you know, sometimes you go over a wave, mm-hmm. and at the top of the wave, you kind of drop down afterward. It kind of throws you over it, throws you over the falls. So basically, I did that, and I smacked my nuts on the top of a wave. I thought, I didn't know you could do that.
The nature's fucking mother nature is nothing to laugh at, man. Take it seriously.
God has millions of ways of hitting you in the nuts.
Oh, yeah. Now, tell me this. Are the jellies present right now on the vineyard?
I seen a jelly. I thought I saw a jellyfish. I followed it around for a while, and then I got up close, and it was a glove.
A glove.
A now, purple glove.
You know what scared the fuck out of me on Martha's Vineyard? Was you be popping around, you know, you're swimming out little ways, and then a black seal pops his head out of the water and is looking right at you.
Dude, there was one wickedly close yesterday. I could basically see its pupils dilating at me.
Damn, I love seals, though, man. They got a great seal exhibit at the Seattle Aquarium, but I like them behind glass. Were you scared, man, when you saw it?
No. I have a...
Very brave.
I don't have bravery, but I have lapses in judgment is what I'd say.
Right.
But I have no fear in the ocean.
Ignorance is bliss. Imagine living your whole life up in that thing. You know what I mean?
I would like to. Yesterday we went to the beach for many hours. I couldn't even stay out of the water. Everybody was sitting. I could see them. I was thinking, damn, I wish I could go participate in that conversation. But
did you bring the Michelob Ultras to the beach? Or is that tradition now dead?
You think that's all we brought is Michelob Ultras? Try this. Blue Moon. Try this. Ham sandwich. Holy. Try this. What else? Swedish fish.
Shit.
Sound like I said that backwards. Damn.
Blue Moon, ham sandwich, and some Swedish fish. Okay. Now I can go to the electric chair. I've had my fucking dream last meal. Mm. Okay, guys, we've done water. Shout out all water. Thank you, water. And shout out water temple levels in video games.
Bloop. Oh, God. How do we not fucking...
Do a drop. Do a drop sound with your voice.
Bloop.
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 So you guys are in deeper water. I could tell by those bubble sounds. Okay.
Well, I think it's that time.
Let's hear what gave you guys joy. You
joy this week. I can start. Oh. I can start.
Let's start, man.
Sense some hesitation from you.
Start now, man.
Got one right and ready to go. Well, yesterday I was in a cave system, went on a hike, and it led to a fucking gigantic cavernous cave.
What?
And I can't tell you the last time I was in a fucking cave in my life. I don't even know if I have been in a cave.
You've never been in a cave until now?
And I'll tell you what, this was a struggle to get into. There was a rope that you kind of had to like scale the side of a...
Where was this, bro? We spent 2 hours together this morning. I didn't even hear one peep that you were in the cave system.
I was saving it for now, man. There has to be some mystery. This was in Bell Canyon. I was going back to that house we were at because I left my headphones there.
And you went on a solo hike?
Well, me and Jane went on a hike together there.
That is
fun.
And I was like,
let's just explore this area. I bet there's a fun hike. And boy, oh boy, it was there. But man, it was just fantastic. Because it was one of those things where you struggle to get up in it. And it was difficult to... You're basically like rock climbing to get into it. Like it was very steep. But once you're in there, gratifying. It was cool.
Cool and damp.
The echoes go crazy.
Was anybody else up in there, or was it a solo kind of exclusive?
There was a father and son of a small child, and I thought, you know, if they can get up this thing, I can.
You definitely can. Could I do it?
So they gave me hope. No, you could definitely not. Yeah.
Let's go do it. I'm just so down. Jack,
shout out to all cave systems.
All right. Shout out to the caves. What's giving me joy? Well, you could guess it. It's Ian Michael Glassart blowing weed smoke onto this spider. Check it out.
Oh, I went ahead and did that. Didn't work. But hold
weed
on.
Smoke?
There you go. There he goes. There he goes. I'm seeing it. Wow. You're going to have some Charlotte's Web style messages coming to you.
Wanna
very
start
shortly.
A revolution. Yeah.
Damn,
know.
That is a fast spider, bro.
Well, it slowed down after that. That's for sure. And yeah. It broke into the Cheetos as well. I'm curious.
Well, was that THC that he was blowing on air?
That was THC. What does that stand for?
Oh. THC sizzle.
What does that stand for?
So it went into the Cheetos after. Interesting.
No one knows what THC stands for.
Triglyceride.
Something.
Triglyceride, hydrogen infused, hydroponic. Oh, I bet hydroponic is in it.
Possibly.
Tasty hydroponic cannabis. So yeah, shout out to Ian for starting the next COVID-19 gain of function weed based bug infused pandemic. So yeah, when Fauci comes on the air and says, be careful, there's spiders that are going around biting on people and making them immediately 200 milligrams deep in the couch. You know what I'm saying? Off of the spider bite that makes you high.
We need a Fauci X Fousey conversation interview.
Fousey. What's Fousey, that Fousey like?
You know Fousey, right, Jack?
Let me see.
You know who Fousey is?
I could identify him in a lineup of bodies, but I don't really understand him.
I don't understand his game, but he's a very interesting figure to me. Okay, my joy is this. Yeah, in about 3 hours, I'm flying to Italy. Beautiful Tuscany. Yeah, let's put it that way. It's been a week there. So, yeah, we'll be getting some podcasts live from Tuscany, man. Different locations.
The home of Ragu.
Of course. Of course it is. So, can't wait to see the state of things over there and report back to everyone here.
Are you going to be visiting the embassy? The Italian embassy?
Yeah, I'm going straight to the embassy. Well, yeah. Going straight there. Chat with them, chatting things over.
To make sure they don't repeat the mistakes of the Mussolini era.
Well, yeah, and they're getting close, too. It was just funny.
We're going to miss you on the front lines, man.
No, I'll still be up in... I'll be in the mix.
All right.
Okay, guys, great seeing you once again. Everyone else, stay wet with it.
Splash, splash, splash.
Bloop.
Well... That concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.